One of the issues I want to consider is the situation in Mali and Guinea-Bissau. The regional leaders have been briefed by their colleague, President Boubacar Traoré, about the status of the mediation of the crisis in Mali. And then, of course, they will also be briefed by the President of the ECOWAS Commission, Ambassador the Kadri Désiré Ouédraogo, about this, what has happened in Guinea-Bissau in the context of the mandate of regional leaders about sending a standby force to Guinea-Bissau. So brief them on how this has been carried out and what is still done in this early. So this is one of the things there. And of course, the usual administrative issues, including the swearing of the president, who, as you know, the new president of the ECOWAS Commission, he resumed in March, but he was formally sworn in at this summit. So beyond that, just the normal administrative issues, reviewing the security situation in North Africa, and then taking some positions in line with the dynamics of those developments.
How many heads of state in the region are expected at this meeting, and will a definitive action be taken when they meet to talk about these specific areas in Mali and in Guinea-Bissau?
We expect all the heads of state to be there, and those who cannot make it perhaps because of some reasons to be represented. But like I said, after the briefing in Mali and Guinea-Bissau, they will have to give instructions as to the other steps that need to be taken in the context of resolving whatever situation we have there. In the case of Mali, they had already given taken a decision as to sending a force there. Beyond the briefing that President Traoré, they were also briefed by the President of the ECOWAS Commission, who you recall led a high-powered regional delegation to the U.S. Security Council to get the Chapter 7 mandate for the deployment of the force in Mali. And the basis for the Chapter 7 mandate is because the situation there is so hostile that there is no peace to keep there. But there is a situation that requires peace enforcement. And that is the basis for that delegation. And the U.S. Security Council had asked that, had indicated that they understood the rationale for the request and that they needed some clarification as to some other elements of the intended force. We are working on that, and hopefully we should be able to get the required mandate to be able to allow the troops to deploy.
Now, Sonny, some Malians recently went on demonstrations calling on the authorities there to resolve the problem in the north. Some have also said ECOWAS has not expeditiously moved to resolve the security challenges in the north of Mali. Will head of states today look at that and try to expedite action?
I think head of state have acted driven by the best possible interest of the region and the member state Mali, which unfortunately finds itself in the position of having a group up there in the north that has become a source of instability. But you can be sure that heads of state, as is characteristic of them, will review the situation and take a decision that will be to the best interest of Mali and West Africa. But I should add that since the last summit, the summit in March, where they have been engaged with this process, the process of restoring the territorial integrity of Mali vis-a-vis the elements that you have there, the mixed cocktail that you have there, they have not only given President Boubacar Traoré the authorization to mediate on their behalf, and he has done a creditably good job in trying to talk to all the stakeholders to see how, on one hand, we can resolve this through dialogue, talking to all the stakeholders, but then, of course, having the possibility of military intervention if it doesn't work. And the talks have been going on reasonably well. There have been reports, not because I said so, but at least I'm sure you must have seen it in the media, reports about the willingness of some elements, some groups in the north of the country, on the basis of this our posture, their willingness to engage with us to be able to resolve this amicably. But like I said, that is one track of this process, but we also leave the possibility of a military intervention if this doesn't resolve the problem, because we believe that what is paramount to us is to restore the territorial integrity of Mali, and that for us